CityLink's ridership is down about 20% since the pandemic began, but they're hopeful for a rebound.
And so I see us, you know, hanging in there and just starting to rise steady again.
That's CityLink General Manager Doug Rolfs. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, January 8th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois House Republicans will make another effort to tackle redistricting during the upcoming session of the General Assembly. Tim Shelley has more.
State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield wants to create an independent 11-person redistricting commission via a new statute.
This gives us an opportunity going into veto session to put this on the books, to pass something quickly, to hold the governor to feet to the fire in his promise to enact fair maps, and to hold accountable the other members of the General Assembly.
This comes after a constitutional amendment to change how the state draws its legislative districts failed to make last November's ballot. Representative Ryan Spain is a Peoria Republican.
We are seeking another option, and that is through legislation to make the changes necessary to bring some element of independence into the map-making process.
Kankakee Republican Jackie Haas says the current process is unfair to constituents.
Arbitrarily dividing our villages and townships to snake districts around for partisan gain only serves to lose confidence in our government and drown out the voices of our constituents.
Butler says he plans to introduce the bill before the House's veto session begins later this month. He says he believes there are enough Republican and Democratic votes to potentially move the legislation forward in the House. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County woman in her 60s with underlying health conditions is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19 victim. The single fatality reported by Tri-County health officials Thursday put the region's death toll at 435 since the start of the pandemic. Officials report 388 new coronavirus illnesses since Wednesday, raising the Tri-County tally to 28,077. Active cases are up 59 to 2,639. 27 of the 112 patients in Peoria area hospitals are being treated in intensive care units. The dental health director for the Peoria City County Health Department says patients should no longer put off oral care procedures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Sue Bishop says offices and dental workers are taking the necessary precautions against spreading the novel coronavirus. And the Peoria City Council will consider reducing renewal fees for liquor and video gaming licenses as a way to offset the financial burden on those businesses amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Barb Hoffman, a travel agent for District Travel in Peoria, said 2020 was a year like no other when it came to her industry. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter spoke to Hoffman about how the COVID-19 pandemic impacted travel and what she's expecting as the calendar flips to a new year.
Business, of course, has been almost non-existent until just recently. And people are now starting to look ahead to 21. They're being a little more hopeful. I've booked a few people here and there. I book a few airline tickets, but overall, as much as we wanted to turn around now, It's still going to be a bit of a slow crawl up that hill to get back, and it's going to take some time. Every provider, like a cruise line or an airline or a tour company, everybody had different ways of handling this. A lot of what we have done in the last 8 months has been getting people refunds, getting people vouchers, and hoping for the best that they can get extensions on things like an airline ticket or a cruise. There's no predicting here, kiddo. There's no predicting.
Cruises, I mean, were they even happening since March or so or April? I don't know when the cutoff was.
There were a couple of them that were Caribbean, but they were almost like test cruises. And of course, cruising is one of the biggest pieces of the leisure travel world, as you would know. You know, a lot of people the one thing that they have some hope of doing, and we hope that this certainly happens, a lot of the river cruises as opposed to the ocean or Caribbean cruises. And it, because it's got a lot to do about where you stop and what those, like the European Union, what are they saying if you, you know, about quarantine. The whole thing is just so much up in the air, literally, pardon the pun. The only thing that we know now is that people are flying more than they did before. Now, it's not anything close to what it was, but people do have to go places. And business does have to be done, and sometimes you can't do it on a Zoom. Sometimes you right. can't do an email. I have several clients that are now less afraid to fly than they were before.
Because they've done it?
Because they've done it. Mm-hmm. They've survived it. People that go, as you know, many of our fellow Peorian people have places in Florida and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And in our particular area, including Bloomington, of course, the fact that we have direct service to some of these cities has made it easier for people to make that first trip, because they can get on a plane here and get off the plane there, and they don't have to go through an airport. They don't have to go through security more than once. You know what I'm saying? It's easier. And many of those had left that middle seat open, which made people feel better.
Right. Well, it would probably make you feel better anyway, but especially now because of what's going on.
Absolutely. And again, that may change. We don't know. There's talk that they are, Southwest said they were going to stop doing that and blah, blah, a few weeks ago and start up again in December, that they would fill all the seats. Well, now we don't know if that's actually going to happen, because of course we know we have new numbers and new surges, and
yep.
The planes themselves are probably safer than they've ever been. Not just, I mean, sanitary wise, I mean, they're cleaner than a whistle. They're cleaner than almost anything you can get in. If you wanted to compare getting in your own car and getting in an airplane right now, you pick the airplane.
That's District Travel Agent Barb Hoffman speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter. And you can find that story at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.